Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the NIIT Limited FY10 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani, CEO, NIIT. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening. This is Vijay Thadani. I'm joined by Mr. Pawar, Chairman, Rajendran, then CFO, Jitendra Mahajan, Vijay Kumar, and Head of our Businesses, Mr. Raghavan. We have a new face today, Mr. Sanjeev Pandey. Then I also have Chetan Thakur, and last but not the least, Kapil Saurabh. So thank you very much for joining us on this call. We are discussing the fourth quarter results for the financial year ending March 31, 2010. And what I will do is talk about the fourth quarter as well as this year overall. And to start with, I would like to talk a little bit about the way the year started. The year started with an economic gloom kind of a thing. There was a global turmoil. There was a widespread fear of economic collapse. There were recessionary trends, and everybody was in a huddle, trying to cut back on investments and cost structures. In NIIT, we also saw the impact of that in our first quarter results, and therefore our focus was on improving profitability and through efficient cost management and make sure that we conserve our cash and CapEx. That's how we started the beginning. As we end the year, we can see that the ambience is extremely bullish. India's growth is particularly accelerating. We already do 7.2%, and then we have 8.5% next year, and some people talk about a double digit the following year. So growing economy, business confidence is returning, recruitment, jobs are back, and in all sectors, as well as there are small signs of recovery in US. Though on the other hand, in the Western system, the situation has not stabilized, and there are concerns about Europe. Similarly, if you look at the end of the year, as we end the year, we have a positive growth and return in most business lines. In fact, in every business line on a quarter-on-quarter basis, if you compare with the same period previous year, we have had a substantial improvement. There is an aggressive push for profitability as well as future growth, and there is a renewed focus on new products and initiatives. So we started the year on a very cautious note, and I think year ended on a very optimistic note. With that background, our quarter four results, our consolidated system-wide revenues were 4.75 billion rupees, up 2% year on year. Net revenues, on the other hand, were lower, and when we see the analysis, we will see why. At 2.95 billion. EBITDA was up 31% year on year. Margin was up 401 basis points, a very substantial jump in margin on a year on year basis. And therefore, that contributed and flowed down to the net profit, which is up by 40% to 247 million rupees. Key drivers to this growth was essentially an enrollment growth on one hand, strong growth within enrollment in infrastructure management training, continued growth in learning products, and that's really very heartening. Element is online library, the subscriptions to that growth, obviously coupled with execution efficiencies and cost management were the key contributors to this performance. If I go one level lower, at individual business level, net revenues were up 11% year on year at 1.144 billion. EBITDA margin at 25%, which was up 177 basis points year-on-year. You would recall that we started the year in individual learning business at a flat, which means 0% growth year-on-year. We moved on to 7% in first quarter and second quarter. We moved on to 11% in third quarter. And this is also around 11%. So in a certain sense, we can see the return of traction in the individual learning business very much through the year. In schools, our revenues were lower at 321 million. In fact, they were down year-on-year basis. We discussed that. However, the EBITDA margins were very strong at 23%, an improvement of 499 basis points year-on-year basis. Corporate, the net revenues were at 1.393 billion, which reflects in rupee terms a small degrowth. However, what is to be seen is that impact of foreign exchange in this quarter on a year-on-year basis. Otherwise, we could have had flat volume growth, and the volume growth indeed in native currency was flat. However, the margin improvement in that, despite the impact of foreign, was 371 basis points year-on-year. New businesses, which were launched in end of FY9, did enter into a very difficult year in FY09, but have fought their way back. And this quarter, net revenue was at 92 million rupees, which is up 82% year-on-year. And not only that, at this high volume level as well as with cost efficiencies, EBITDA, even though still is in a negative range, as the losses have reduced by 26 million. So it was 22 million negative EBITDA. I'll go a little faster on the overall financials, since those have been on the web. What I would like to mention is that while operating margin improved by 401 basis points, depreciation was at just about the same level, 2%, and therefore profit before tax increased by 63% on a year-on-year basis. So higher impact of tax because higher profits coming out of India operations, as well as a higher share of profits from associates, they kind of neutralize each other in a certain manner. And therefore, overall, PAT growth was 40%, which is quarterly EPS of rupees 1.5 on a face value of rupees 2. What is not visible in these numbers is impact of Forex, which was 106 million on dollar denominated revenue, as well as a Forex loss of 10 million in other income, which actually creates an impact of 48 million because last year it was 38 million positive. At a business line level, as I mentioned, individual business grew 11% on a year-on-year basis, schools minus 27, corporate minus 6, new business 82, and therefore the overall was minus 2%. However, if you add back the impact of Forex, then the overall would have also been in the positive range. Sufficient to say that corporate business has recovered through its own negative growth phase and now is in a positive growth at the volume level, and I'll just discuss that when I go into next level of detail. Margin has consistently improved in every business, whether it is individual, schools, corporate, and in case of schools and corporate, the margin improvement in basis points is fairly substantial. Going into one level of detail at an individual business, individual IT, which is ILS, we had the overall software system-wide geography mix was 58% coming from India, 25% from rest of the world, and 17% from China. Overall enrollment for the year, I'm referring to for the year, were up 12%. given the fact that quarterly enrollments were up 18%, it shows that enrollment growth has also been following the path of acceleration as we go forward. What is noteworthy is IMS enrollment, which were at 64% higher. Placements were up 25% year on year. Important events during the year was launch of SAP, IBM and Tally relationships, which have contributed to overall increase. In quarter four, one significant thing would be the MOU signing with IGNU for joint program, because that will help us reach the hinterland deep inside the country to service students at remote locations as well. In school learning solutions, I already mentioned about improvement in operating EBITDA margin by 499 basis points. There were no significant new orders. There were no new government orders finalized during the quarter. We did have opportunities for some repeat orders with you. We renegotiated those, and some of those orders could not be closed in March. One of them did close in the month of April, which has been referred in the newspaper, which is Maharashtra, about 1,280 schools. So in this quarter, non-government revenue grew by 16%. We added 101 non-government schools this quarter. In this quarter, overall during the year, that added up to 330 non-government schools. And at total schools level, we were at 2,812 new schools. Corporate learning solutions, it's very interesting to see how the progress of corporate learning solutions has been on a quarter-on-quarter basis. And we are always obviously comparing against a similar period in the previous year. So it is important to see that we started the year in volume terms at minus 10%, moved on to plus 1.3, then plus 2.5, and now at 6.2% overall. In EBITDA terms also, our margin has been steadily improving, barring the third quarter where it dropped a little bit, and now we ended at a margin of 10-odd% in the overall corporate learning solutions business. What was also important, online product business, something which we have been tracking, we have invested in, and we talk about it quite often, that business grew 15% year-on-year in volume terms. Product mix change, cost management, these are things which contributed to an improved margin. And of course, we have a decent order intake of $30.9 million during the quarter. So corporate learning solutions is ending with a stronger mix of learning products, lower mix of publishing, just about the same mix of custom content, and overall terms, the outsourcing business also has shown a small percentage increase. In new businesses, the fourth quarter was particularly eventful in terms of jobs coming back in banking, financial services, insurance sector, and they had 61% growth in enrollment. This is also the quarter when their placements crossed 8,000 marks, which is a very large number of placements in finance, banking, and insurance services sector. As you know, most of these are in private sector banks and or multinational banks. Even the BPO business showed positive traction during the quarter. However, all these businesses have not yet reached the break-even level. The closest is the finance banking and insurance business, which has a marginal negative EBITDA left still. And would therefore break even in the coming quarters. The other businesses also reduce their losses significantly and are inching towards the break-even level. Overall, if you look at FY10 performance, we have closed the year with 4% increase in revenue at 11,993 million rupees. EBITDA has been substantially better, following the philosophy of improving focus on profitability rather than on volume. 32% growth year on year, and the margin improvement of 275 basis points. Given the fact that we started the year with a negative profit, a negative growth in PAT, to work our way backward, we have covered up for that and have actually ended the year at a marginally positive note on PAT, as far as PAT is concerned, for the whole year. If one was to define what are the few key drivers which caused this to happen, it was an enrollment back growth in an individual segment, increasing acceptance of our non-government solutions in private schools, growth in learning products in US and North America and international geographies, improved IT-based product mix for profitability, and continued benefit of cost management actions, once again contributing to profitability. So overall, individual has grown 7.4%, net revenues at 4.275 billion rupees. Schools have grown 45% at 2 billion rupees. Corporate is at 5.4 billion rupees, and therefore the total, as I mentioned, at 11,993 million. Corporate, the EBITDA improvement in real terms, in absolute terms, has been the highest, 490 basis points improvement, even in basis point terms, but even in gross terms, it's a profit which has increased nearly fivefold. This year was also very interesting in terms of a recognition of certain core competencies that we have been nurturing over the years. And we received a large number of awards, which we believe are acknowledgement of our superior product offering as well as our superior competency set. We received actually 53 awards last year in more than one per year, if I will look back that way. Overall, we started the year on a very, very cautious note in the first quarter, in fact, negatively impacted in profit, but have worked our way back and have been able to cross the whole year numbers of last year. In terms of our balance sheet, there is an improvement in balance sheet as we move from the December quarter balance sheet that I had shared with you. We have had our net debt has reduced by 571 million rupees, and we had talked about this in the last quarter result. We had implemented large government orders in the first part of the year, and those receivables were yet to be collected. We have had a very successful quarter in terms of collection on the government orders, and therefore have brought down our net debt levels by a significant number. And so obviously the DSO excuse me. At the annual level, our return on capital employed is at 14.1% if measured in as is various terms. But if you take the impact out of extraneous factors, such as foreign exchange, such as some extraordinary entries in last year, then actually our ROCE has improved by about 243 basis points on a year-on-year basis. In terms of the geography mix, India has obviously improved its position in the overall geography mix. US position has declined. India from 49% to from 47%. U.S. has gone down from 31 to 27%. Interestingly, rest of the world has gone up by the 2 percentage points. And here I think two noteworthy geographies worth talking about is Africa. Africa has had a successful year last year. China has had a particularly successful year. We have talked about the public-private partnership, the new model that we have. I was there in April, and I saw the largest education center that NIT has anywhere in the world in Wuxi, which can accommodate 10,000 students. It's a 300,000 square feet campus, which is in public-private partnership with Chinese government. And they have ensured that they provide us with the infrastructure and we look after the operations of that center. Overall, as we go forward, based on the performance that we have, the emerging thoughts are, in the difficult year, what we have been able to do is to nurture our core competencies better and have invested in significant building blocks which will take care of the opportunities that we have in the environment as we go further. Opportunities in the environment come from very favorable government policies and some specific initiatives in which we have also participated in. So based on this, as we see the future directions, while the decision-making cycles have still not reached the levels of performance that we were used to, or the levels of timings that we were used to, but they are fast reaching there. The important issue is the students have a large number of choices, and we have to make sure that we are able to offer as many of those choices as and have courses to meet as many of those needs that they may want to study. The positive business trends are increased enrollment in all segments, especially engineer and infrastructure management services, training. Specific trends are placements continuing to grow, specific environmental factors which are contributing to this is the jobs are back, not only IT but every other sector. As well as a buoyant economy, more money in people's hands. So we do see that this will contribute to continued growth in enrollments as we go along. We would also like to take this opportunity to get into higher end and take advantage of higher end training opportunities in ERP and other spaces. We launched a partnership with SAP and IBM during last year, and we would like to take advantage of that. And of course, as we go, because of growth in revenue, as well as improved capacity utilization, as well as the product mix, we expect to see our margins improving as well. In schools, we would like to scale up the private schools or the non-government schools business much faster than what we have been able to. The traction in last year has been encouraging, but it's time to put some more energy behind. We are expanding our sales force rapidly. We are expanding our management team. Sanjeev Pandey, who's just joined us a couple of months ago, is the new president of our school business. And those of you who will be with us on Monday in Mumbai for the investor meet, would have an opportunity to meet him on in person as well. Positive business trends are government focus on education, translating into number of new opportunities, increase in the number of deployments of our ICR, our interactive classroom-based solutions, in larger number of schools. So each installation creates a successful lesson for many new schools to come and be interested in it, and we are right now getting the benefit of that positive momentum. So we do see that growth in GSA segment or government school segment will continue to remain strong we also see that because of the improved trust, I mean, increased trust in sales management, even private schools or non-government school space should also be very attractive. And we are looking at building annuity-based revenues as we go along in the future. In corporate, we have three focus areas. We want to focus on the success of learning products. The environment is presenting us with one more opportunity to do even better. Our most significant competitor is going through a financial restructuring, and that presents our sales force with an opportunity window, and we are taking advantage of that. The second, while the training industry in U.S. Degrew last year, this year there are signs of improvement there on one hand, but there are short signs of training outsourcing activity beginning to catch momentum. We are ourselves active in a few of those deals, and of course have to wait and watch as we go along. And the third contributor to corporate is the government project and government-based spending on training and skills development, which we would like to take advantage of. In new businesses, the banking recruitment, as well as BPO recruitment, as well as management training upswing are all positives that we want to take advantage of as we go forward. So overall, in the individual segment, improving job prospects to lead more consistent enrollment and revenue growth. In schools, a strong foundation of execution excellence and scale, and therefore that should contribute to future and corporate growth expected on the strength of not only the order book, but competitor wins as well as specific products like learning products and training outsourcing business segments. India will continue to remain very bullish. Rest of the world, Nigeria, China, continue to remain very bullish. U.S. showing signs of recovery. We have to wait and watch. Europe is major concern. We do not have large business presence there, but I'm sure there will be an impact of that. Overall, in the environment, we do see volatility in forex to be a concern area. But other than that, we look forward to introducing new products, gaining market share, taking advantage of the cost initiatives that we have invested in on one hand. And on the other hand, we grow with higher marketing spend to take advantage of the new opportunity. If last year was the profit came out of improving profitability, this year the profit will largely come by increase in volumes, and that may be one way of summarizing what I had to say. So with this, I would like to open this for Q&A. Operator, could you please come?
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, kindly press star, then 1 on your touchtone phone. Please use only handsets while asking a question. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star followed by 1 now. The first question is from the line of K. Poddar from KB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
See, in spite of your operational excellence, I think what has marked the whole thing is the interest expense going up. Even for this quarter also, interest expense is up. So how do you see the interest expense panning out next year?
Well, interest expense that we have is being deployed for at this point of time for school projects. And as we go forward, it will depend on the amount of debt that we are carrying. Interest rates at this point of time are stable. And what we do see is the overall interest levels will depend on the debt levels which we have. The net debt has reduced if you see over last quarter by 571 million rupees.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you see the debt reducing like this as in the last quarter?
No, the debt will not reduce because as we introduce, as we get into newer projects,
okay,
we would need to make sure that those get funded as well.
Okay.
So overall debt levels, there may be a marginal increase as we go forward.
Okay, but
because we have large, we have very healthy cash flows coming from operations as well.
Okay.
So those will balance.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Mr. Poddar, do you have any further questions?
No, that's fine. I'll come back later.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1 now. The next question is from the line of Sumit Poddar from Birla Sun Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand more on the corporate learning solutions. What is the outlook going ahead and how are we kind of going to leverage on that as such?
Thank you very much. Corporate learning solutions, if you see our performance over the year, we started with a negative growth overall and landed up at a positive, at a flat or a positive volume growth.
Right.
Now, we see that, we do see the volume growth to be there even in the next year. However, what we are uncertain about is how the foreign exchange will behave. So, as you know, a large portion of that comes out of our dollar-denominated revenue. So that's as far as top line is concerned.
Right.
However, as you know, we also have dollar-based expenses. And as Element K, for example, large amount of their expenses are dollar-based. So
right.
To that extent, we have a natural hedge against dollar. But in absolute terms, the revenue may look different. In margin, I think over the year, our margin improvement has been beyond our own expectations and what we had talked about.
Right.
It is at 8%,
right.
Whereas I think we were projecting 5-6%.
Uh-huh.
We do see scope for improvement in margin. The question is how do we balance the volume, growth, the marketing costs, and making sure that we take advantage. So I do see volume growth to be positive, and I also do see improvement in margins. So that may be marginal at this level that we have already reached.
Right. What could be the levers? I mean, is it that volume growth itself giving the operating leverage, or are there any other levers that are available as far as corporate learning solutions?
Product mix is one very important lever, and the good news is that is working in our favor right now.
Okay.
Learning products give us very high margins, and the learning products we are doing particularly well. Training outsourcing can change because those are typically large deals, larger deals than what you get either even in a product deal, for example. A learning product deal is a subscription deal over 3 years.
Okay.
So it you kind of recognize it in 136 every month.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you have a learning outsourcing deal,
mm-hmm.
you actually start with a step. So a step jump in revenue can come from large outsourcing deals. And
okay.
as I mentioned, there are some under discussion. We don't know because this is not a very established marketplace. Training outsourcing is not a very established marketplace in an overall sense.
Okay.
But any of those deals can change the trajectory.
And also you said that one of your competitors on the online learning space is facing some financial restructuring. I mean, it is going through a financial restructuring phase. So, any sense on what are the market share gains that we already achieved and what is it that looks feasible for us?
Okay. We only have publicly available numbers.
Right.
So, for example, they have quoted that their bookings have gone down by 6% in the last quarter. Or last 3 month period that we compared ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and ours were positive growth of 10 to 12%. So given the fact that we are number two, but also realizing that they are much larger number one,
right,
their 6% loss can mean much more to us as well.
Sure. And people are shifting from them to us, or is it that it's just that we are gaining as a part of new dollars coming in, and they are losing as a part of cutting expenses at their client level? Or
okay. Both. I think both are valid, because a recessionary economy, obviously people have to look at discretionary expenses. Though the good news is that if you are committed to training, then online offers you the most viable option to keep your workforce trained while keeping your cost levels down. And that's beginning to catch a lot of momentum. So all our new wins from new customers come on that logic. On the other hand, we have had competitive wins, a number of competitive wins, which have contributed to this growth. Remember, any new customer would not jump hook, line and sinker into online. They would first try it out in some department or some content. But if you do a competitive win, then they are experienced players, so experienced users, so therefore big deals come through that.
And what's the outlook on school learning solutions?
School learning solutions, I think the outlook is fairly strong, both in government as well as in private. In government, frankly, there are more orders available than we would like to take, so one has to be selective. I mentioned to you that we could have actually closed two large orders, but we wanted to renegotiate. They were repeat orders. We wanted to renegotiate. In one case, we have been successful. In the other, the discussions are still on. So I think the important case is we would like to get the government orders at terms which are conducive to us, and not just jump headlong. As far as government is concerned, they are releasing 25,000 schools every year. So we are not short of schools. We are not short of opportunity, just to be careful. On private schools, I think there is momentum building up because of a large number of environment changes. And our product has been accepted extremely well. So as I was telling you, every school that we implement actually creates a reference site for many more.
Right.
So we have had competitive wins there as well.
Sure. And would you like to give any guidance, in terms of revenues of each segments?
Yes, we have been giving guidance.
Right.
So, but we must also know that that the next year has its own set of uncertainties. So I would like to start with that by saying that.
Right.
But given from what we are saying, so uncertainty number one is foreign exchange itself.
Right.
So this year we are at a foreign exchange rate which is 2.5 rupees less than what we had as an average last year, 47.5 versus 45 odd that we are today.
Yep.
So in corporate learning solutions, while we do see positive growth in volumes, we do want to make sure that even after adjusting the impact of Forex, at least to the extent that we can, we should still have positive growth. So it will not be very large, because there are segments which are still challenged. For example, print and publishing segment is still challenged. Custom content has bottomed out but not shown come back to growth. So we are depending on learning products and training outsourcing. In individual learning solutions business, where we have seen growth in enrollment, we do see an acceleration in those enrollments as we go forward, but we must also realize that last year, for a better part of the year, we were quite starved and therefore are not carrying a large order book as we get into the new year. So those two issues have to be balanced.
Right.
And we do believe that we should be able to see the growth levels that we have been able to encounter this quarter. However, I think the jury will be out for the first two quarters, because that actually determines how the rest of the year will shape out.
Right.
As far as schools are concerned, We opened the year with a new order. The Maharashtra order came in April, we do see that that maintaining a growth rate of 25 to 30% should not be a problem. New businesses are showing momentum. So looking at growth of 50% or so, given that the denominators are small, once again is something which we are looking forward to.
Right. And in terms of margins, although as you already stated that Forex is one of the headwinds for the corporate learning part, but in the other segments, do you think we will still continue to improve margins except for the, uneven headwinds? Any other headwinds and the improvement that we are looking for?
Well, headwinds, obviously you must know that the austerity drive in most of the places is over. Mm-hmm. So if you have a buoyant mood, then there would be salary increases. Mm-hmm. There would be, obviously we don't want our cost structure to go out of hand. So, but we do want to make sure that our people who have participated in the recession with actually, many cases, literally their salaries. So we need to make sure that we provide the right increases and matching with the market trends. Mm-hmm. So that is one. Increase marketing expense to make sure that we capture most of the market would be another. Mm-hmm. And there are, of course, there are some environmental issues like service tax and all these cause small changes as well. Mm-hmm. All these add up to quite a bit. But we do believe that volume growth will overcome these and leave us with an improved margin even as we go forward.
Okay.
So next year's profit, not profitability, mm-hmm. this year's profit came out of improved profitability. Next year's profit will come out of volume growth. And profit increase will come out of volume growth. And therefore, small increases in profitability can be seen.
Mm-hmm. And just one last question on the individual learning. What is the capacity utilization that we are running at currently?
54%. 56%, I'm sorry, 56% end of March.
Up 2% in quarter last year.
Right. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Poddar. The next question is from the line of Nirav Dalal from Capital Market. Please go ahead.
So good evening, sir. Can I get the gross debt and cash figures?
Yeah. Gross debt 4046 million, cash balance 620 million.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Dalal. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star 1. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Anand from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, congratulations on the improvement in the profitability. Sir, in the ILS segment, the gap between the system-wide revenue and net revenue is actually narrowing since now we have 40% as net revenue. So just want to understand why is this change and how does it affect the margins?
Raghu, would you like to answer that?
Yeah, thank you for the question. The gap between net revenue and system revenue is a function of the channel mix. And in as much as in a given quarter, the ratio of revenues from own centers versus business partner centers, domestic versus international, these things drive the difference between net and system revenue. But by and large, this does not have an impact on the absolute level of profitability. Ratios could slightly move this way or the other, depending on the channel mix. But by and large, over the several quarters, we haven't found this to be a major cause for swings of profitability in any unexplainable manner.
Sure, sir. So one more thing on the school learning side, if you look at the absolute amount in terms of government school, Q4 we had around 8,400 schools, we ended this Q4 at around 13,500 schools. However, if you look at the revenue from them, we are down 40%. So just wanted to understand why, or is there anything wrong the way I'm looking at it?
No, you are not very wrong. From government schools, there is a continuous stream of revenue which you get,
Yeah.
as well as whenever there is a project start, at that time, depending on the milestone, you get a certain revenue where maybe sometimes there is a hardware supply which has to be done that way, like we had explained to you in second quarter, Gujarat.
Sure, sir.
And the other thing is, last quarter, I must point out, in December end, we also finished one contract, which
Sure.
was Andhra Pradesh 662 schools.
Sure,
So
sir.
that won't have come in this quarter as well. Those are the contributors.
Well, how have the absolute amount revenue fared in the government school vis-à-vis Q3 of FY10?
Q3 of FY10.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the government.
Yeah, it should be easily available. What QOQ? No, but what is the number?
Revenue.
GSA revenue, Q3 and Q4. I'll just give it to you.
Sure, sir.
Yeah, it was 333 in OND09, and JFM10 was 190.
190.
Yeah.
Sure, sir. And sir, last one question on the CapEx side. What was the CapEx for the full year which we did in FY10?
I'll just tell you. 949 million.
And outlook on the CapEx for FY11?
Okay, there is a normal CapEx which is to do with known projects, and then there is a CapEx which is to do with projects.
Sure.
I mean the school projects.
Sure.
So school projects, we now have worked out a method that we don't have to worry about that funding at this time, but would go about. So if we were to add, let's say, about 2,000 schools, approximately, which is what we have been doing, though we can do more, we would like to perhaps limit ourselves to those we believe will be decent margin schools. Then I think our CapEx should be about 900 million.
Sure, sir.
800 to 900 million.
Sure, sir. And sir, lastly, just to check on the absolute number of schools that we have in the government side, is it 13,500?
That will be total number of school service would be that, yes.
Total would be 15,000.
The total number of school service as we speak has just crossed 15,000.
Sure, sir.
After adding Maharashtra.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Anand. The next question is from the line of Alok Agarwal from Striver Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vijay. This is Alok here.
Hi, Alok. How are you?
I'm fine. Vijay, I just want to know how much is the capital deployed in the entire business?
How much is the total capital deployed?
Yes.
9110.
911 crores. Yes. I'm a cash. So how much is an ILS?
I would not have that breakup straight away, but I would say about 250 crores.
At 250 in ILS roughly. PLS has got how much?
PLS would be another 300, 350, 350 crores. I'm giving you approximate numbers.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, 350 is CLS. And SLS?
The balance?
SLS means 611 and about 400 crores.
Yeah.
Roughly.
No, I'm sorry, I made one mistake.
Okay,
wait one moment. I have to give you one more time. Remember, there is capital deployed as investments also. So we have to separate out. Just give me one second. I gave you some different numbers. What we do is we normally allocate that also and say, okay, in your respective ratios, that capital gets allocated. But just one moment, I'll just give you that. Okay, why don't you ask your follow-up question so that I can
this essentially relates to that only. I mean, I'm seeing like your 14% ROC, I mean, doesn't justify not many businesses. In fact, if I try and split ILS out, I mean, I don't see like what's the rationale of continuing both SLS and CLS unless one sees in future a tremendous improvement. If I go by even SLS, if it contains a capital deployment of not 400, even 300 crores, that gives you ROC of just 10% on 30 crores of EBITDA. On CLS also, if I take 350 crores capital deployed, 43 crores of EBITDA, about 12-13% of ROC. Okay, ILS, I appreciate, is a very good ROC. I mean, maybe closer to 35-40%, which is great. I mean, new businesses are still new, too early to say. But 10-12%, what's the game plan to reach? Even half of that of ILS ROC, let's say about 20%.
Yeah, so I think the important issue is, first of all, while I appreciate the fact that you have a good thing to say about new businesses and ILS, you must know that the investment in new businesses, which is booked as a loss right now, if one was to consider that as an investment, then we are talking about our ROC improving by about 200 basis points. Not that I'm saying 16% is an acceptable ROC. The other important thing is that if you take away the extraneous things which happen as we go through a bad economy, and I think why I gave a long discourse on how we started the year with a very, very negative sentiment and have ended with a positive sentiment, and in many ways I think have just scampered past the previous year, you have to take that into account as well. Overall, you can see that there is a phenomenal improvement in corporate lending solutions. At the same time, dollar volatility, economic volatility are realities that we are facing. Schools, there is a capital intensity that if you want to be playing in that part of the business, that exists. Question is, are we rebalancing our portfolio continuously? Are we examining ways by which we can improve that? Yes. If the question is that why should we be in the other two businesses, then I think there are a number of issues involved. Amongst others is also, how do you want your overall competency set to grow? Because that's exactly the one which actually delivers you results even in the business in which you are in. And we have had that discussion on a number of occasions. We'd be happy to do that one more time.
But Vijay, having like done the discussions in the past as well, if I look at the track record of SLS, I mean 10% ROC, I mean, one should be happy about it, frankly. I mean, unless, as I said, you have a game plan, you have firmly in the mind, what I'm trying to know is, if businesses are going to generate 10%, 15%, or 12% kind of ROC SLS, I mean, nothing very exciting, unless you've got a game plan where we can aim for 20-25% ROC. Cement and power companies aim for 20-25% ROC, which is commodity business. Even if I benchmark against a commodity business, if I mean to my 20-25% ROC, I have to double the EBITDA on the same capital.
Yeah. No, you are absolutely right, and the effort is to be in that direction. Second, let me also please state that this is not, even though our ROC may be low, it is anything but commodity business. It requires huge amount of innovation and intellect to be in this business. And what is important is we have to go through the growth curve. If we wanted to use the business as a cash cow and was just simple focus, which some of our worthy competitors did and did very well, then obviously you can keep doing ROC. But if you want ROC and growth, because what goes into bank is absolute profit. And if absolute profit also has to grow in addition to the percentages, then I think you have to invest in the future. And I guess right now a little bit of what you're saying is also coming from the fact that we've just gone through a bad year in economy, actually 1.5 years. Fortunate for us, we only felt one out of those 1.5 years. The last half of FY 2009 and first half of 2010. But that's where we are. Let me also say some moves which we are making to make sure that each of the businesses consume less capital. We are right now working with the government, and government is very appreciative of that, of how in government schools, the private partner doesn't have to bear the burden of capital investment. Why should he have to face his shareholders and answer why ROC is 10%? Why should the government not be bearing that that burden? And I think there is a favorable response to that. So there are newer tenders emerging which will perhaps change that equation. The third thing which, sorry, last point I just want to make. You must know that last year we implemented large school projects whose benefits will come over a period. You saw some benefits coming in the last 6 months itself. Your ROC, your capital employed reduced by nearly 500 million odd if your debt reduced. So by 500 million odd, your capital deployed reduced. So there are two ways of improving a ratio, increase the numerator or decrease the denominator, and I think we are working on both of them.
I mean, can one as an investor expect 20% ROC for the coming year in the school business, or is it far away on the horizon?
I don't know whether I can put my finger around and say you can get it the next year, but soon, obviously, we would like to look for businesses which have ROC of that nature and more.
And same applies for CLS. I mean, sometimes as an investor, one feels like huge amount of capital get deployed in this business without any commensurate returns.
Yeah, and all with the hope of creating the and with a plan of creating better returns as we go forward.
Yeah, I hope so, because this is a pattern not just of last 1 year, which is bad. Even historically, when the times were good, the ROCs were fairly poor. Anyway, thank you very much.
I think you may want to compare how things have been in these businesses last year versus this year. So that should show you the improvement. Now I can send you that data if you would like.
Thank you very much. Thanks. See you on Monday.
Hello.
See you all in Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. Mr. Tadani, we do have two more questions. Would you like to take them?
Yes, let's take two more questions. I think one question took a bit long and many people won't have got a chance. So I don't mind if you want to continue for another 10 minutes. And I think we can keep one question each. At least everybody gets a chance to ask their question. And just in case I forget, we have an investor meet at Trident in Mumbai at 11:30 on Monday morning, 10th. And Trident Nariman Point. And we would like to invite each one of you to be with us. Personalized invitations may have been sent to you and would have been sent to you, but just in case we have missed, please do make it convenient to attend. Yes, 10 more minutes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Ratani from Aadhar Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Could you just briefly take us to the kind of work you're doing to the private schools in India?
Okay. Sanjeev, you want to talk about the work that we are doing for private schools? Let me introduce Sanjeev Pandey. He's just he's the president of the School Learning Solutions business.
Right.
Just joined very recently. So should give you a good opportunity to interact with him.
Hey, good evening. This is Sanjeev here. So privileged to be a part of this team and part of this call. So private schools, as Vijay earlier said, has been one of our key thrust areas. While I will not comment on specific numbers, and Vijay has shared that with you, our mix of business as we go forward, private versus government, is something that we are looking to sort of balance. And we saw some traction on that in quarter four last year. And what we are doing specifically in the private school space is drive our e-guru portfolio. And we shared that, I think, in the last meeting. We showed you some of the demonstrations of key solutions that we have, the MathLab product, the Bank Station, and our overall teaching learning solution, which uses interactive classroom as one of the platforms to deliver teaching learning. So overall, we're investing in the portfolio. We're investing in aggregating more and more content. And more importantly, we are building skills and our sales and distribution network. So that is key in terms of expanding our reach to sort of address the whole marketplace in India. What we see as a trend in the India marketplace is more adoption of IT-based teaching learning in tier 2, tier 3 cities. Historically, we have not had presence. So what we did last quarter is added 30 additional Salesforce members to our sales and distribution team. We will continue to invest in expanding in our sales and distribution team so that we expand our coverage to cover more parts of the footprint in India, South Asia, as well as cover it through our channel partners. So net-net, more marketing, continue to expand the e-group portfolio of offerings and drive wider reach through both our direct sales force as well as our business partner network.
So if I guess it's more of a project-driven business in private schools rather than an annuity-based business?
No, there's a combination of products. So there are licensed products and there are annuity-based products. So depending again on the customer's requirement.
Right.
So we have a model wherein a school could buy per student per month kind of a model.
Right.
There could be a model of per classroom per month kind of a model. And there are licensed products like our ERP solution and our lab products, which are sold on an outright implementation model.
Okay, I think that's good enough. That answers my question. Thanks.
But let me just add to him, irrespective of whether it is a license or a subscription, every product in private school has a tail, which means there will be a follow-up annuity-based revenue which will continue.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we would be taking the last question. The last question is from the line of Raj Shastri from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. My question is regarding the reduction in the number of employees in this quarter compared to the last quarter and also, compared on a YOY basis. Was that reduction across the departments or was it more in the ILS segment or any other segment for the matter? And I have a follow-up on that.
Okay. The reduction which happens also happens when there is a change of project team, let's say in school learning solutions. I mentioned to you we completed one project, so that may have contributed to some lesser people on one hand. On the other hand, in individual learning solutions, our headcount is on the increase. In corporate learning solutions, in the offshore part of the model, our headcount is on the increase. In school learning solutions, we do have a permanent team, and as well as we sometimes have some project-based staff. So that may be the question that we are looking at. Over the years, the drive which we followed was to make sure that we cut on... Yeah, the recruitment was that the overall basis, the recruitment was tight. Now, in ILS, when I say I am including our new businesses as well, so overall, new businesses had increased headcount at the beginning of the year, but during the year, we moderated it because those businesses were in early stages, and now we will see them coming back as we go forward.
So, if I understand correctly, in the fourth quarter of 2010, the headcount actually increased quarter on quarter in the ILS segment, which includes the new business.
Yeah, that would be in the last quarter, perhaps it would be still at the same level.
Okay. But it may not.
In the coming quarter, in the coming quarter, it would increase.
Right. And do you think that... 25% EBITDA margin, I think that's one of the highest ever you have produced in a quarter in the ILS segment. You can maintain that?
Well, that's our targeted margin, for a long period of time. So it depends on a number of issues. It depends on... the fact is, when I remember 4 or 6 quarters ago, somebody asked, do you think you can ever achieve it? So to that extent, answer is yes. Can we continue with it every quarter? The answer is no, because every quarter has its particular ups and downs,
right.
And we have new product launches for which there are marketing spends. I must tell you, for quarter four specifically, we conserved a large amount of marketing money to keep it ready for the season. So in the season time, you would see much more of us on television and wherever else, because we thought we should conserve our resources for the time when we will have the best return on that marketing spend.
Okay, thanks. All the best for the next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shastri. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the floor over to Mr. Vijay Tarani for closing comments. Sir?
Well, thank you very much. As usual, we learned a lot from your questions, and I want to thank each one of you for joining us on the call. I do want to extend the invitation one more time. 11:30 a.m. at Trident Nariman Point is our investor meet, and we would like to invite each one of you to come and be with us. Thank you very much one more time. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Dharani. On behalf of NIIT Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.